In June 2016, the Intellectual Property and Enterprise Court gave its decision in the case of Michael Ross and Playboy Enterprises International, a case on abusive registration of domain names and dealing with the question of whether the court could intervene following a decision of a UDRP process. Now, essentially, the claimant Ross applied to register and then did register the domain name playboy.london. Mr. Ross was nothing to do with Playboy magazine. The magazine wrote to Mr. Ross to complain about his registration, since according to them, the word Playboy meant the magazine and nothing else. They requested transfer of the domain name. Mr. Ross refused, stating that Playboy was descriptive of a man having a particular lifestyle and that in any event, he had no intention of using the domain name for any goods or services. Subsequently, the magazine sought to have the domain name transferred under the UDRP, under the ICANN process. The complainant complaint alleged that Mr. Ross had registered the domain name in bad faith, and this was upheld by the panel. Mr. Ross appealed using the WIPO arbitration procedure, and implementation of the decision upholding the complaint was stayed pending this appeal. A claim form was also issued to the International Property and Intellectual Property and Enterprise Court. The relief sought in IPEC was in the form of a declaration that Mr. Ross was the person entitled to the domain name and that he'd infringed no rights of a trademark nature belonging to the magazine. The magazine contended that it was an organisation of considerable and worldwide repute and that any use of the word Playboy by a person other than the magazine was likely to be deceptive. The court determined the matter on a number of bases, including that it did not have jurisdiction to determine the dispute since the UDRP dictated a route whereby disputes were to be determined with appeals via arbitration to WIPO. In any event, even if Mr. Ross was entitled to complain, he suffered no damage because of the threat. The determining officer in the case had acted correctly. The magazine's complaint might have amounted to an unjustified allegation of trademark infringement, but Mr. Ross had no right to complain since the allegation against him was not one of a trademark nature. All he was accused of was improper registration of a domain name. Because he was not using the domain name in relation to goods or services, Mr. Ross had not and was not going to engage in any trademark infringement. However, the use of the term Playboy, which included the holding of that term by anyone other than the magazine in almost any circumstances, was given a huge amount of goodwill residing in the mark, bound to amount to a damage causing misrepresentation and thus would amount to passing off. The question then arose as to whether the court should make a declaration of non-infringement in relation to the part of the case concerning trademark infringement which Mr. Ross had won. The court declined to make such a declaration, since to do so would be to acknowledge a jurisdiction which the court said it had already held it did not have. The court therefore decided that it did not have and should not take jurisdiction in the matter.